Here is the conclusion of our interview with Pocahontas School Superintendent Terrence Beam. In this portion, he tells us about the effect of this pandemic on the upcoming winter and spring athletics, about how the students are faring now that they are back in school, about a possible option for students to attend a June summer session to help them catch up on their pandemic-challenged educations, as well as about an exciting future educational project they are developing. Mr. Beam, what other issues have you run into with the reopening of the high school?
The other big issues we've run into was with the high school was about the practicing, and also about that we are using the gymnasium from time to time, and now we're using the wellness center to hold our community vaccinations. And so trying to balance that around when the students are there. We've been doing it on Wednesday afternoons because the students leave at 12:15 on Wednesday, so that's worked really well. But at some point, we're going to be recommending to the board to move to 5 full days of instruction, and so we may have to change the location of our community vaccination points if indeed we do that. We're going to talk about that at the board meeting on the 16th. I am going to make a recommendation that on March 1st that we return to 5 full days of instruction. And that little half day every Wednesday doesn't sound like much, but when you carry it out over the rest of the year, that's 8 full days of school that we can regain. And the board may or may not approve that, but that's just going to be my recommendation. At least it is today. I mean, who knows what will happen in the next week.
How about basketball?
Yeah, actually, Mrs. Trippo sent me an updated schedule just this morning. As far as the sports go, we did make a decision that I'll be sharing with the board also. We're going to be limiting attendance at the high school and middle school games. Cheerleaders and basketball players get 2 tickets. That way they can have mom and dad come one game and grandma and grandpa come the next game, or their brothers or sisters. But I did follow up on the question about when we're red, what about middle school games? Well, middle school games can be held when it's red, and they can have practices when it's red. So when we turn red, the only thing that's going to be affected is our high school classes and athletic contests.
Anything else that you want to add?
The only other thing I want to add is something I brought up at the board meeting, and I'll be bringing it up again, is we're really pursuing the opportunity for summer school during the month of June for students. We'd have to limit the numbers because I'm not sure how many employees we have that's willing to work summer school, but we're creating a survey now for parents and for employees to see how much interest there is. So that's one thing we're working on to be working on all spring as far as trying to plan a summer school for the month of June only. And the second thing Ms. Bostick will be talking about at the board meeting is that we're on the beginning stages of creating our own virtual school programs. And what I really am excited about, and this is not going to happen overnight, it's not going to happen in a year, probably won't happen in 2, because it takes a long time to build a program when you're talking about elementary, middle, and high school. If we can create our own virtual school programs, and we have parents out there that homeschool their children because they don't want them coming to school for various reasons. But if we could enroll them in our virtual classes, then they could come and do some CTE courses they want to. They could be in extracurricular activities they want to be. And it might make it easier on some of the parents that really struggle with the homeschooling aspect of it. Now, we have some really strong homeschool parents. I like to have them working for the school system. They're really, really good. But then others struggle with it. And if they had this option to be virtual and still be able to participate in some of the other things without sending them to school every day, then I think that'd be a win-win for them. Some counties already have that, but we are working on designing a model that worked for our size county and our number of students, and hopefully that's something that'll be a future project.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.